The Boys Club was started in 1935 by Colonel Rice, and it continued until the war. But after the war, the new warden who was appointed was a man named Colonel Menday, Colonel Ron Menday, who came with his wife Inga, who was a Scandinavian lady. And Ron was a member of the armed forces during the war. He fought at the Battle of Arnhem. And he was a strict disciplinarian at the Pear Tree Boys Club, but he was respected for that. And he wasn't frightened to, if one of the boys did wrong, just clip them around the ear. But it was a very successful boys club in those days, this was in the late 40s, I suppose. Oh, there was, well, football, they used to run about 6 football teams. And they had a boxing section, good boxing section. They used to do keep fit running, drama, and every sport available, really. Yes, there was no restriction who joined, no restriction at all. Well, I think it was probably between 11 and 18. And they had, do you know the building, which is now the YMCA? Well, that whole of that building was the Pear Tree Boys Club. And, of course, out the back there was a maternity hospital. But the whole of the front part was the Pear Tree Boys Club, with one end, small end, which the Pear Tree old boys used to be in. And they were mainly people who used to belong to the boys club until they reached 18, and they went to Pear Tree old boys, who run 2 very successful football teams. But they used to do table tennis, darts, snooker, and it used to be open every night of the week. I'm not absolutely certain about Saturdays and Sundays, but sometimes Sundays certainly was open. But certainly Monday to Friday it was open every night of the week, from I think 7 till 10 or something like that. The original boxing used to be run by a chap named Freddie Gale and his assistant Mr. McLaren, and when he retired it was taken over by a chap named Ray Younger and his family. They took on the boxing side. They had some very good boxers. A chap named Jack Wilsmore was one of the first good boxers they had. Then Des O'Flaherty was another one, and after that there was a chap named John Cochran Jr. and Mick Mills, and they used to take part in inter-club matches. My brother was one. I would class him more as a fighter than a boxer. And same with a very well-known person in Welling Garden City named Mott Salmon. He was very much involved with the club, helping with boxing, helping generally. And they used to have boxing tournaments there on a Monday, one evening during the week. And they used to have a chap named Charlie Miles, who used to do the announcing and I think the timekeeping as well. And they had a boxing ring, a proper boxing ring, with all the equipment for training and things like that. They had a gym, which wasn't a proper set-up gym. It's a gym with wall bars in it, but they had equipment and things like that. That was all in this one area of the boys' club. It was a very, very busy club in those days, yeah.
On an average night?
I would have thought 40, 50, I would think, yeah. I think I was the last actual club captain of the Pear Tree Boys' Club in the late 50s, I think it was, probably before I went in the army, which is about 57, I think. But we used to go, obviously, play football or matches away. Yeah. And later on, we used to go to London to visit clubs in London and other clubs in the local area. And we eventually acquired, I don't know where we got it from, an old bus, an old coach, which was called the Pear Tree Bus. I think we got it through some contact in London, I think, when George Cooper was the warden. And that used to take us everywhere. We used to go and visit clubs in London and... Well, I suppose it's amalgamated about 1970, I think. I'm not really certain, because that's when it became... Well, in the 60s, it became a mixed club, I think it was. Pear Tree Boys Club and Pear Tree Girls Club, because they were separate identities at that time. The Boys Club used to be in the main building, and the Girls Club originally was in a tin hut beside. That's where they started off, and then eventually became a mixed club. Pear Tree Boys Club used to hold an annual pantomime, which went on for a week. I think the first night they always used to put on a show for the old folks, the local old folks. And it was just a real tradition, and it was a very good, well-produced pantomime. When I was actually in the pantomime one year, as the dame, it was run by the Boys Club. All the members of the cast were either members of the Boys Club or their girlfriends and things like that, or perhaps members of the Girls Club at that, when I mentioned it. And we used to have a musical director, and a chap named Arthur Hill, just played the piano. We had no band as such, just a pianist, and used to rehearse on a Sunday afternoon. From what I remember of Arthur Hill, the pianist, he was a big Glenn Miller person had a huge collection of Denver records. And it was used to be in the same hall where we used to do the gym and the boxing, and the boxing ring used to be the stage. And all the lighting and all the props were made by the members.
About how long were you rehearsing for?
I should think at least 3 months. Another thing which was interesting, in about the same time, on a Sunday evening, they had a DJ from London. I don't know how we got involved with, just a friend of somebody else, who used to come down on a Sunday evening and play records. Stan Beckley and his friends, it was called. And we, one side of the room was Johnny Ray Flans, the other side of the room was Frankie Lane Flans. And he used to spend the whole Sunday evening just playing records. And a lot of people involved in running them, not just the warden, but he had lots of helpers. There was one chap who ran all the football, mainly all the football teams, named Harry Clemenson. Well, he was in his, I should think, late 60s, 70s when I was involved. And he continued for a few years afterwards, up until his 80s. But he used to be in charge of all the football teams, really. Only a little tiny man. A lot of the parents used to help run the canteen. My mother was involved in one of those. They used to, the canteen used to be opened every evening, and they sold, obviously, soft drinks, snacks and things like that. They were run by the parents, and same with the pantomime. Lots of the costumes and all that was done by parents or friends. In 1951, the Pertwee Boys Club put on a Midsummer Night's Dream performance in the Dell in Sherwood's Woods. I think that went on for about at least 3 nights, I think. So I know a couple of my friends used to stay overnight to look after all the scenery and stuff like that.